T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Many, many years, people have been talking about solar energy is going to save us. And we keep trying. I think it's getting better. And solar farms are now coming to Virginia. But in Culpeper, residents there are worried about zoning issues and how it could impact their property value. Susan Ralston is a Culpeper County resident, the president of Citizens for Responsible Solar. Susan, glad to have you here this morning. So tell me what your take is on the solar farms.
Well, John, we don't call it a farm.
No?
These are not farms. These are massive industrial-scale power plants. This isn't small-scale at all. What they are proposing in Culpeper is an 1,800-acre facility.
That's huge.
So it's huge.
What is that compared to? I mean, I'm thinking like Regency Square Mall is how many acres? I mean, 1,800 acres is massive.
It's massive. The analogy that I like to use, and which people in Culpeper and most people will understand, is it's if you compare the size of a Walmart, for example, and the county would no sooner put a Walmart across the street from me because of zoning. It's not properly zoned. This is agricultural land. You could fit 439 Walmarts.
Oh, wow.
On 1,800 acres.
And that helps put it in perspective.
You can see that the scope and scale of this project is just really out of character with the land. This is, again, it's agricultural land, it's farmland, it's timberland, it's historic land right on the Rapidan River. And it's full of beautiful farms, historic buildings, historic homes, a lot of history here. And this beautiful scenic area drives a lot of tourism. So we want the county to, you know, we don't oppose renewable. We want a responsible solar policy that balances the demand for renewables with the preservation of the land and with landowner rights.
Now, with that much property, who owns it? Is it one person or entity, or is this county land? How are the people who are going to build this thing getting a hold of that much property all at once? That's usually a big a proposition with a big paycheck, a big checkbook behind it.
Well, they have approached 21 landowners. It's 21 separate parcels that they've cobbled together to put to build this facility, and they're saying that they need that much land in order to generate the power and make the plant worthwhile. But it's an inefficient source of energy, and clearly, in case you're not aware, this is happening in rural counties all over Virginia. I mean, it's not just Culpeper; it's Spotsylvania, which has a 5,000-acre project that was approved. It's Page County. It's Southampton County. It's happening all over the state. And citizen groups and planning commissioners are opposing these projects, but the boards of supervisors of these counties are approving them anyway, despite the opposition. And that's
why are they doing that?
Well, clearly there's a lot of money involved. I mean, I think the county officials are paying attention to the millions of dollars that these big solar developers are promising. And they're really not thinking about the long-term consequences of these decisions or whether the statements that these solar developers are even true. So, for example, Cricket, who is the solar developer who's got an application before the county here, I mean, they have purported that this project is not going to negatively impact property values for the neighbors. And I think that flies in the face of common sense.
Right.
I mean, who's going to want to choose to live next to a power plant.
Mm-hmm. Is it visible? I'm sure it's visible from the air, but it's visible.
It's visible from the ground.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you drive down this beautiful road, Algonquin Trail, the developer has admitted that they're not going to be able to completely buffer or make the project visible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right on the river, so the people who are across the river who are elevated will look down on this project. I mean, there's no way to mitigate the sight lines.
Mm-hmm. So are they getting away with the designation as isn't it zoned agricultural land right now? They're getting away with it because of that terminology, the farm thing?
Yes.
Is that?
Yeah, and I think that, Culpeper currently has a solar policy that allows for developers to come in and apply for a special use permit on agricultural land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, we're an agricultural community, we're pro land rights, and, you know, there's the farming industry is in a little bit of a turmoil. I mean, I think that there are farmers who are out there struggling, and we are sympathetic to people who want to diversify their income. But we're not talking one landowner.
Yeah.
We're not talking about 20, 30, 50 acres that may not impact their neighbors.
But
and we're
this
not
one's
even
huge.
Talking about rooftop solar. And again, it's happening all over the state. It's happening in other rural counties. And if you've lived in Virginia any length of time, you appreciate the countryside.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of our calling cards. Susan Ralston lives in Culpeper, is the president of Citizens for Responsible Solar. You can find her online. And, you know, this is an issue that we're dealing with here right in the Richmond area. There's a farm that's, 1,700 acres in Chesterfield County they're talking about, and the county's looking at rezoning that land, which will require a lot of hearings and everything. That might curb some of the criticism, but, I mean, those are huge properties. Susan, I really appreciate you coming
on
to start the conversation.
Thank you, John. We really appreciate you helping us get the word out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.